Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again.
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
In command on the mound. And we started to see some of that this spring. And he was one of those guys that, as my drafts went through this preseason, and I found myself not getting Casey Mize, it was one of those, I am going to make sure that in this draft or this draft that I have left, I am going to get shares of Casey Mize. And, he was one of those guys I finally did. And I'm glad that I do have at least some investment in the Detroit Tigers pitcher. So, I'm very confident. And again, prospect pedigree, he was 1-1. So you can't get much higher than that. And I'm excited to see what he actually can do.
Okay, here's a who'd you rather. Casey Mize or Max Meyer?
Ooh. I'd lean Mize.
I was about to say it, man. I'm not doing good questions. Are you, Boggs? Are you, you're Mize over Mize? Because Lance Brazdowski, he came on the Fantasy Fest on Pros, just talked up Max Meyer. And obviously he has, been looking good so far early this season, but I'm in agreement here. I love the team context of the Tigers. I like Mize slightly more. Yeah. So you're there too.
Pedigree is better. Yeah. I think Mize over Meyer for sure for me.
All right. Yeah. So, do you think, what's your leash on Mize? Like one bad start, are you starting to look other ways, or are you going to give him a little longer leash? Like, what does that look like?
No, I'm going to give him considerable leash. I think, three starts, maybe more than that. I really believe in him, and I don't know that I could say the same, for Max Meyer, just because we haven't seen him stay healthy. We haven't seen him pitch much in the majors. So, I'm really excited about Casey Mize this year.
Putting to the test.
How about another Tiger, Steve? How about Torque?
Okay.
Spencer Torkelson has been incredible. And another guy that started strong in the spring and with a high pedigree that we've kind of been waiting to turn around here. He already has three homers. He's hitting .311. Walk rate is much higher than last season. He's still striking out quite a bit. So it's not all sunshines and rainbows. But right now, Torque 14 for 45, lots of extra base hits, hitting the ball hard, game winner the other night. What is your take on Torque moving forward?
Yeah, I'm cautiously optimistic here. Certainly not as bullish on Torkelson as I am on Casey Mize. He's still, as you guys said, he still strikes out an awful lot, and the average on contact is your small sample. It's your early season, really good small sample, but it's still a small sample. The walk rate, I wonder if he's able, if he's done anything mechanically or with his approach to walk more, because he's certainly doing that. And I think that's a huge plus for him. But again, that ballpark it's much more favorable to pitchers like Mize than it is to sluggers like Torkelson. So while I'm encouraged by what I've seen so far this season, I'm certainly not going to go all in on Spencer Torkelson continuing to do exactly that, because we've seen the 30 home run power a couple of seasons ago, and then it just completely went south. That's what I would be worried about if I have Torkelson or was thinking about picking him up, maybe over Soderstrom or Manzardo or any of those other first basemen we talked about just a second ago.
What about Torkelson or Pavin Smith?
All right.
As I wear a Diamondbacks hat. Yeah.
I think I'd lean Pavin Smith. Okay. I think, you know, the Diamondbacks offense may be a little bit better, maybe a lot better than the Tigers as a whole. And I think Pavin Smith, even though you have the risk of being platooned, he's on the strong side, and
they've been hitting him .300.
He crushes right-handed pitching. We saw that all of last year. So I'd lean Pavin Smith.
I think so too, but I like what Torque has shown, but you're absolutely right. The bottom, we've seen the bottom fall out before. So like, we've seen this movie before. Yeah. Hopefully he's done with it, but.
And I bought in on him last year too. So maybe I'm a little
I have a lot of shares.
You guys, I have a lot of shares. Shame on you. Ben Rice or Torkelson?
Ooh. I think I like Ben Rice better. The plate discipline, I think, is the, Torkelson probably has the edge in power, but I think Rice will be the more valuable across the board.
I think I'm going to go with Torque. Just because, like you said, I like the power a little bit more from him. And also, I don't think, Ben Rice sinks for a month. He's moving the bottom of the lineup. So I don't know where Torque moves.
I'm torn on this one because, just look in here. Torque strikeouts are up, but he's walking more. Best expected batting average of his career, again, early. Barrel looks good. He's getting the ball in the air. There's a lot of stuff from last year, and the strikeouts worry me. I might slightly still lean Ben Rice, and that might be foolish because I think Torque is proving a lot of people wrong right now. Like, and this is what's tough because I'm looking at Soderstrom, who's the best of all of them. And I'm like, I might have him below those three, and that might be wrong. So it's just very, very early trying to figure out previous valuations to where current ones are. I think Torque is super, super tough. Here is a deeper name. But all he has done is hit. And I think there's a couple other things that make him super interesting. It's Jacob Wilson with the Sacramento Athletics. He's hitting .396. He has a hit, I believe, let me take a look and make sure. Isn't it like every single game this season? Yeah, it's a hit in every single game this season, unless he went today or whatever. Expected batting average is way up, and the power. That's the thing. That's like the little extra thing that's so interesting here. He's got two homers, and he's hitting in that little baby ballpark. That is, the ball's going to fly more when spring or summer starts to come into play in Sacramento. It's getting a little bit hotter. The ball has the potential to fly. The key for him is getting the ball in the air. He's actually not doing it. In his short sample size last year, he had an almost 10-degree launch angle. This year, it's around 4. But he is hitting the ever-living crap out of the ball. So is he a CVS version of Luis Arraez, or is there something more with Jacob Wilson? Are you interested in picking him up, even in like a 12-team league? What are your thoughts on Mr. Jacob Wilson?
Yeah, I think he's got a little more pop than Arraez does, but not terribly. I think he's more the American League equivalent of Xavier Edwards, maybe. A good contact. You're going to get good batting average from everything. I haven't done a huge deep dive on him because last year, he came up for a day and got hurt in his major league debut and then was vanished, was gone again. So you didn't get to see a whole lot of him. I think the ballpark, the offensive context, I like the A's lineup. From an overall standpoint. So if he's fitting in there and is hitting, not in the bottom of the lineup, then there's some potential there. I'm intrigued, but I'm not a believer just yet that he's going to do anything more than get you a decent batting average.
You know, I had said, I kind of still hold to this. Right now, I would pick up Kyren over Jacob Wilson, but I wouldn't be shocked if Jacob Wilson is a more long-standing fantasy guy. I think he's a great points league player. You know, he doesn't strike out. I'm kind of with you. I'm not sure like what the offensive skill set's going to look like. He doesn't steal bases. I do think he can chip in some homers, but I think it's like 10 or 12, but it'll be with like a 300-plus batting average. So I don't know. I think in a 15-team league, he does have some middle infield potential, especially if you're dragging on batting average, because he's going to be there all year. But I'm not sure it materializes to, you know, if he were to hit 20 homers and be a 350 guy, like we're talking about something completely different, but he's just not there. So you're a lukewarm buy on Jacob Wilson. But he sounds like the least exciting to you, I think, of all the guys we've talked about, right?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh. Yeah, I think so. But I'm intrigued as what he, you know, what he could be later.
Steve, would you dump Matt Shaw, who is struggling right now, hitting 170? He scored a bunch of runs, but Cubs have way more runs than anybody else. Would you dump Matt Shaw to pick up Jacob Wilson right now?
Yeah, I think I might, because again, Shaw doesn't have a track record, and if he's, you know, if Wilson's available, Shaw is probably going to linger on the waiver wire too. If you feel like you made a mistake, you may be able to go back and correct that and pick Shaw back up. So yeah, I would definitely do that. Those are the guys at the bottom of your roster that you want to keep churning, and hopefully, you know, you hit on somebody that's going to help you and stick.
Well, all right, we got two more. Oh, are you doing another one?
I want to do one more versus Jacob Wilson. How about Mason Wynn? Yeah, see, that's the response I wanted from both of you.
Yeah,
guys,
right there. Wynn will run more, right? So I think the stolen base potential. Yeah, that's true.
I would go with Wynn in this one. But
I would
go with
Wynn
question.
Too.
That one's tough. Yeah, that was, it's just, you know, the beginning of the season, you take these guys, you hope they pan out, and they're not looking good. You know, Holiday also has not done a lot. I mean, he's at least hitting 250, but I would, that there's no question I would take Jackson Holiday, but these guys are on the struggle bus right now. A lot of guys at shortstop
that are middle infield type of guys. We got two more, and they're both going to be pitchers, and then we're going to do quick two down guys that I was very high on that I want to get your take on if you think they're going to bounce back. I might even throw a quick third one. We'll do quicker on those, but Boggs, why don't you throw us the first pitcher, and then I will get the last one on these guys that are performing really well.
Yeah, Chris Bubich right now, Steve, two wins, hasn't allowed a run, 16 strikeouts in 12 and two-thirds innings. And this isn't the first that we've seen a guy get picked up off the scrap heap in Kansas City and start to look great. You know, they hired Brian Sweeney to be the pitching coach in 22. And we've seen, obviously, Waka looks better. Lugo had an amazing season last year. Lorenzen is part of the staff still. So they've been able to make some adjustments. What are you seeing from Bubich right now?
Yeah, I'm loving everything. I mean, the control is there. The strikeout to walk, you know, 16 strikeouts, three walks. That's excellent. It was even better than that last year when he was in a relief role. And I think, you know, they kind of stretched him out a little bit and with the idea of doing this season. And I think it's worked magnificently. And, you know, here's another guy. The Royals had so many, you know, first round draft picks that were pitchers that didn't pan out and haven't panned out over the years. Bubich is a guy that just might. And I like the way, you know, everything that is transpiring. I like the skills and you gotta love the results. So I'm totally on board. I've seen, you know, two starts, not enough to make definitive calls, but I like a lot of what I've seen and I'm banking on it to continue.
Bubich or Mize?
Ooh. Oh, I like them both. I guess I'll have to say Mize, but it's super razor thin.
Some people like Bubich over. I think I'm with you. I think it's like by a hair, it's Mize. But Bubich looks so good. He looks, the way he's commanding the fastball and then using the secondaries, like he looks really good. And I think some people, I think I've done this in some chats and people have liked Bubich over, but I would slightly go Mize. Boggs, what about you?
I think I would go with Mize still, but I think like you guys said, it's razor thin. What about someone that everybody was excited for and hasn't performed that well yet? Taj Bradley. Will you take Taj Bradley or Bubich?
Definitely Bubich. Yeah. Not close. Okay. No, it's not close for me. And especially, you know, with the Rays playing in Tampa.
This year. The shoebox. Yeah.
It's
where Kyren Parris is hitting two homers in a game.
Right, yeah. Right. Exactly. And Joe Adell's hitting two home runs. My goodness. So yeah, it's not particularly close for me with those two.
Last one on the big positives, we've got to do a Nationals player, of course, and okay. I'm pivoting to this one. I want to get your take. Cause I've been pretty positive on what we've seen early on with Mackenzie Gore. Mackenzie Gore's first outing was incredible. It kind of came back down to earth a little bit, but he still just looks really, really good. And you're starting to see he's using his slider again. I think that ends up making the curveball better. He's commanding the fastball at high velos. This isn't quite like the other guys because he's not really obtainable out there. But I guess what I'm going to ask you is, do you think buy or sell Mackenzie Gore as a top 30 SP this season?
I don't know that I'm willing to go to top 30 just because of the consistency, you know, and we've seen it so far. Great start against the Phillies, not so great second start. Then he faces the Dodgers. And I don't know how many people had the confidence to start him against them, but he looked really good. And you guys know the command is the key, especially for him. And if he's generally, his problem has just been, he's too wild. He ends up walking guys, ends up throwing too many pitches, and he's gone by the fifth inning. If Mackenzie Gore can be a little bit more efficient, get into the sixth inning, you know, get 20 outs instead of 15 or 12, that is huge for him because the talent is there. We see flashes of it, you know, throughout his entire time at the Nationals, where I've been able to see him more than most. That's been the issue you see some flashes of brilliance and then it seems to be gone. And just the consistency, if that ever comes, he'll definitely get into that top 30. I don't know that I'm willing to put him there just yet,
though. 37% strikeout rate right now, 4% walk rate. Let me ask you this. Gavin Williams had a bounce back game today against the White Sox. He was the talk of spring training. Mackenzie Gore or Gavin Williams rest of season?
I think I'd take Mackenzie Gore.
I would too. Gavin's been slow, but Gavin's stuff looked crazy. Boggs, would you triple it here or are you going to go with Gavin?
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In this league.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In this league.
Oh. I'm pretty coin flippy on it, to be honest with you. I'll say Gore right now because I still think Gore has the higher ceiling. So I think if we're splitting hairs, I'm going to usually push towards the ceiling. So I'll go with Gore.
How about one more? Mackenzie Gore or Brian Wu?
Ooh, I think I'd lean Brian Wu there. I'm not pushing Gord up that far just yet.
Brian Wu, 3.75 ERA. Strikeout rate's a tiny bit up. Walks are up right now. He's barreling a bit. I don't know. I think it might be really close. We all love Brian Wu. He'll probably level out, but that's an interesting one. The ending here is just a couple quick takes on if you think these guys are going to buy back or they're going to bounce back. Another National, Dylan Cruz. Dylan Cruz has been eating sliders. People are dropping him left and right. Do you think we should be dropping Dylan Cruz or should we hold because he will bounce back?
No, I think that's a mistake to bail on him this early. He got, you know, a small sample from last year. And even if he struggles, he's still a pretty good fielder and a very good base runner. So there's still value, even if he is, you know, trying to work through some things offensively. I think he will. One of the things that impressed me last year was just his ability to take pitches that he couldn't do damage with and take walks and get on base and then steal. I think that's one of the things you don't see very often with young players, even young players that are, you know, highly drafted prospects and highly touted. So I definitely think you need to stick with Dylan Cruz through some of the thin because you'll get a lot more thick.
When do you punch out? Like, how long can he be bad before you hit the eject button?
Good question.
It may be another three, four weeks, I think.
Okay. So like the middle of May.
Yeah, mid-May, I think, is a good guideline for pretty much anybody.
I like it.
I think that's a smart one. Boggs, you want to hit this next one?
Yeah, Michael Tolia. I mean, it's rough. The situation is great. He's in Colorado, but he's hitting 140. He has no homers. He has two walks and 21 strikeouts. That's a 45.7% strikeout rate so far this year, Steve. I mean, are we tossing him to the wolves or is it, hey, it's a Colorado guy. He had success last year. Let's give him a little bit more than 11 games.
I think you do need to give him a little bit more, but here's the thing. Last year, I wasn't really convinced that he was as good as the numbers that he put up. And I was always, you know, I felt like
he only hit 218 last year.
Yeah. I mean, there's a cliff. There is a cliff that he was, you know, the numbers just didn't make a whole lot of sense. He had better numbers on the road than he did at home at Coors. And, you know, there's just still so much going on there. It seemed like a lot of noise and people were very excited about him. I think from, you know, a lot of the talk in spring training, I pushed him up maybe higher than I really wanted to. So I'm comfortable backing off on Toglia and maybe cutting bait too.
Would you drop him for any of those guys that we talked about? Ben Rice, Manzardo, Soderstrom, all those you drop.
I would single one of them.
Yep. Yeah. I think so.
Yeah.
Yep.
But that's what makes it harder to keep a guy like that too, is when there are options on the wire that are just murdering the ball, it's hard to stick with a guy like
And I think that's what actually it makes it easier to get out. The problem is when Toley is stinking and then it's like, I can't do this anymore. Should I go pick up? And it's like, you know, whatever, you know,
Jonathan Aranda.
Thank you. That's a great example of one. Like that's when it's tougher. I still think it can bounce back, but I think he's an easy cut. And it's ironic. Some of the things you thought as weird, I kind of thought as more anomalies on why it could work in his favor. Like he struggled at home versus away. Right. That could be better. His XBA was quite a bit higher. He barreled the crap out of the ball and hit it hard. All those things seem good. So to me, he's an easy cut if there's something out there, but you watch and see if there's if it starts to click. That's a guy that I'm picking up pretty quick. The last one that we're going to do, I had no plans to talk about this week, but dude, we did a live show on Wednesday. And then we did a live stream, Joe Pizzapia and I on Fantasy Pros. And the number one question on Wednesday started up. We were both like, what's going on? Everybody in the world is out on Luis Robert. Everybody was out. Everyone was talking about, should I cut him? Should I be out? This and that. Listen, the start is bad. He is hitting 154. He has an almost 30% strikeout rate. Both of those things are bad. His XBA stinks. It absolutely stinks. His Woba stinks. The surface level stuff is not good.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, fellas, here's how it works. $15 for it.
In this league.
What's his
name? In this league.
If you have to ask, big man. You can't afford it.
But there's some underlying things that are still there. He's hitting the ball as hard as he ever does. He's barreling the ball. You know, those things work kind of in his favor. But more than anything else, it was, I was shocked that people were ready after 2 weeks to be done with a guy that they spent a top 75 or at worst a top 100 pick on, who in a bad year last year, still 14 homers and 23 stolen bases and a bunch of missed time. And is no doubt going to be traded. So I'm not trying to make the case that you have to be super positive about it, but it's the, in my eyes, it's the worst time to trade him because he sucks right now. And there is almost no, not even in a 10 team league. Am I cutting Luis Robert because of the skill set? Do you feel any, I mean, it seems like you kind of agree, but is there any different feeling on it? Cause I was thrown back because it wasn't like one dude who was in a 10 team league. It was like mounds of people that were like, would you cut Robert for Nick Kurtz? Would you cut Robert for Ben Rice? And it was like, no, would you just cut him? I was just kind of thrown back by it.
Yeah. And I guess part of that might be just White Sox stink that he has. And, you know, nobody likes anybody on the White Sox. And, but you make a great point. Maybe the White Sox feel the same way. And at least somebody with value, we can try and get somebody for him, and a trade would be a great way to do that. So here's the thing. If he were to be traded to any other team, don't you think he would have a much better, you know, not only a new lease on life, but probably a fresh start? That would help.
I mean, where could he end up that would be worse, Steve?
Yeah.
Seattle?
Yeah,
like, I mean, still not. Maybe, like the ballpark factor is bad, but you got Rosarena and you got Julio in protection. Yeah. Like
anywhere he goes would be better. And if he goes to Cincinnati or something, people are going to be, he would be the number one waiver ad by a million miles. So I think that's the case you have to look at right there. Is if this guy gets moved, is he easily the number one pickup? And he would be with a bullet.
Yeah, I'd almost turn it to this, Steve. Is there any player? Let's cap it at this. Is there any player right now in this very short sample size that has struggled that does have you worried? You know, the Simeon stuff comes up. Okay, whatever. There's Berger. You know, there's handfuls of players. There's pitchers that have had bad goes. Is there anybody that in this very small, you know, whatever it would be, 40 to 50 at bats or 2 to 3 starts, does have you rethinking like, oh, his valuation right now?
You know, I don't think so. And the reason is, because I was starting to get real worried about Rafael Devers after those first 5 games. And then once he started to come around and be Rafael Devers that we know from his lengthy track record, it's like, how silly was I to be that worried about Rafael Devers, you know? And it's so, no, I mean, unless somebody's got an injury that's, you know, forcing them to miss time and is not going to be back at full strength for a while, you know, those sorts of things, you know, if we got a bad report on Ronald Acuna or something, you know, that would concern me much, much more than anybody who struggled in the first 2 weeks of the season. So I can't think of anybody that I've totally changed and downgraded any major degree, unless, you know, other people have just moved up. I can do that.
Just another way to say don't overreact and don't go nuts about it. But, you know, you do got to make your moves, and it's easier. I think it's better to make the moves off of some of those lower guys than it is to go and, you know, cut someone that had two really bad starts. Or even in, like, I try to balance it, even how I hated Zach Gallen's first start. It was like, let's hold off. Then it was good. And then it was kind of bad again. It's just, we need a little bit more time.
Kevin Gausman, you know, that 10 strikeout game last night. I was getting a little worried, and then he does that.
All it took for William Contreras to be good was for Welsh and I to make fun of people that drafted him.
Yeah, just try to get going again. 100%. Yeah, that's all it. That's it. Mr. Steve Gardner, anything going down in your world over at USA Today right now?
I'm all over the place. I'm not getting to write as much fantasy baseball as I have in the past, because I'm doing other stuff. Doing some doing some master's blogging and all that sort of stuff. So I'm still active on social media and happy to engage in discussions there. So that's kind of where I get my fantasy baseball fix, and of course talking to you.
Of course. We love you, man. Steve A. Gardner on the X, the Twitter. You can follow him there, and always a mainstay of coming on our show. Steve, hope to see you in the very near future. I know we probably will over at First Pitch, and I hope you have a great one. We'll talk to you next time.
Sounds great. Thanks, guys, for having me. Always a blast.
Boom.
Perfect. Thanks, man. That was awesome. Appreciate you, as always.
Yeah, that was good. That was really great.
Thank you for your patience. And, of course.
Is your uncle all good?
Yes, he's doing much better, recovering, and I think we're gonna make it through. So
good stuff, man. Good.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Then that's really good to hear.
Appreciate it.
Well, that's all we got for you.
All right, fellas.
That, and this will be out. I'll probably get this out a little bit later today. So you're the best, dude.
Awesome.
All right. Appreciate you.
Great to catch up with you.
Yeah, man. All right. Have a good one. Bye.
You too.
See you.
Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
Hey, here right now. Leave a message or whatever. Podcast listeners leaving messages stupid.
Voicemails in this league at gmail.com. You forgot. You didn't know what to do. Also, questions. You forgot. Chopping block officially. Listener questions on the show. Everyone's got to
stop. It's baseball season.
It is baseball season.
It is baseball season.
We have the Barrow Report. I posted on Patreon. Only like two or three questions? No. So chop and block. It's okay if you guys don't like it. We won't do it. You got till next week. In this league at gmail.com. You can send in questions. You can record your voicemails. Or you can respond to Patreon. But we ain't got a lot today, Boggies. But we will answer a few things in here. We also had somebody hiding their persona. Like, they literally created a fake email. And then they're like, I didn't want to do a voicemail because
is it Turd Gurley?
Voice. Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute, recognize the voice. So it's got to be someone on Patreon because they did this a little bit after I posted. Elmo. Yeah, so
you might recognize my voice.
Why are they hiding? Then the only other thing would be, though, is if it was a non-Patreon person who decided they hated us, left, and then now they're back, but they don't want anyone to know. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's Jack Reacher. Christina Ricci.
It's a conspiracy.
Might be a little reaching of it.
Well, we'll get to it here in a second. So just a couple things we'll answer. And then right at the end, we'll drop a couple two start pitchers for you. But the few people that did want to talk to us, our boy Barrow, we got a Barrow report. I know there's a movie review because Barrow did jump into the live stream that I did on Tuesday and said, got to go at the end because he's going to see a movie. So prepare
Hopefully it's not Mickey 17. I still haven't seen it.
It's a Minecraft. So I know it's going to be a Minecraft review, and I don't know what else. So here is our boy Barrow.
on the road again. I love to be on the road again. And I'm out here with my friends. Oh, it's the Bear Report.
Is he on a plane?
I think he's by an airport.
Is he in a engine?
On the road again. It's time for the Bear Report. I know it's early, but you know what really grinds my gears? Early season fantasy managers. Have some patience, Padawan. Have faith in your drafting skills.
Yeah.
Sure, Lou Bob doesn't look like the hotness right now, or Devers looks like a bad pick, but it's only a week, maybe two. Give it time. Baseball has plenty of time to come back from whatever hole you dig yourself into.
That's right.
A Minecraft movie. The review. Now, I don't know Minecraft, but...
Hold on.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In this league.
The audio is killing me here.
They are racing jet skis in the background behind him on a river or something.
It almost sounds like Gran Turismo. He's doing cuts and it's going burr, 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 and it sounds like a video game. It's killing me. It's absolutely killing me. All right, so wait, hold on. We got a Minecraft review.
But Jack Black and Momoa got me through this movie with how outrageous and hilarious they were. Sorry, I'm over a minute.
Can you pause it real quick?
Stifler's mom was probably the best part of the movie.
Oh, pause it. I mean... I think I know what Barrow's new job is. I think he's one of those guys holding up the orange cones at the airport and he's directing the planes to land. I think that's what his new job is. And he's recording this while he's working.
I think that's what it is. It sounds like he's in a car. Like he needs to shift gears. He needs to shift your gear. You're going to blow that engine.
Hard to hear that said, but all right, later, taters and baiters.
I don't care about his review. I don't care about being positive. All I want to know is where were you? What was that engine? I like the positive like reinforcement. I agree. There's a fine dance and balance of making sure that, you know, like you don't miss on opportunities or get out when you need to, and also not absolutely freaking out very early onset of the season. And I think at the end of the day, it's just all about the high investment. Like, you know, is it really worth getting out of someone you paid a high investment on a 2-week struggle? I think that's kind of where it is. So,
yeah.
Thank you, Barrow.
Also, if your new job is working as an FAA guy, please pay attention to the planes and don't record the Barrow Report during it. So,
if you could, please, yeah, exactly.
Got enough problems going on with these planes.
Yeah, yeah. If you are working at the airport, please focus on the planes. Don't let Rafael Devers and the Minecraft movie be the reason that we have something go down there. I do have
Love
to take
you,
my kids. Got to take my kids to the Minecraft movie. Big Minecraft family, but I've heard it's not good. So, but he seemed to enjoy it.
I don't know any. I learned a lot about Minecraft on my trip to Florida. My buddy's kid is 8, and super into Minecraft and was showing me all the stuff that he has made and built.
Prime age. My son, hardcore Minecrafter, has done insane stuff, but that's kind of died in the last year or so.
They all have these iPads. All of Chad's kids have these iPads, and they're all making these crazy layers on Minecraft. So I learned a ton about it. So
okay. All right. Two other questions we have here as we're finishing this up. Now I'm thinking about this. Should we just jump into this, or
let's just add Steve now and answer these questions with
Steve? We can't, because this happens after.
Oh, the transition. Okay. Yeah. Let's get Steve on now, and then
real finish. Quick. Hey Steve, are you good for like 3 minutes, or do you need to get in?
Yeah.
Okay. No. Okay. Because we are just recording the end of the show, so we'll just quickly record this other end. All right. Thanks, man. All right. Just because it wouldn't.
Yeah. No, you're good.
Where did that question go? All right. Question number two. This is from the mystery person. The mystery person called the Grim Reaper, and they have, I guess I shouldn't say there, but there's like ITL in it, and they made a whole message, and they literally, at the end, they said, sorry for not doing the recording, but I'm afraid you might recognize my voice. So then I responded back immediately. I'm like, what are you hiding? Like, everybody loves the mystery. But the question was who the hell is Kyron Paris, and how did everyone, and I mean everyone in the industry, not know his name until 2025?
It's Pizapia. The Grim Reaper.
Actually, that might be. He says, while you're at it, do you guys find yourself reevaluating your rankings preseason based off of what others are posting, or do you maintain to your system and ignore the voices of others? The second question, I think everybody can sometimes feel influence, especially when you're way off. I more than ever, maybe I've been more influenced by it in years past. I more than ever just really don't care. I don't even bother looking at what anybody else does. Like, that might have been a reference point we did like 5 or 6 years ago, but I don't really care about that stuff anymore. So as far as influence, I think it's interesting to pay attention if there's someone you're kind of torn on, but not too much. Anything you want to add to that?
I mean, I think a month in is probably a pretty good time to reevaluate. I know there's guys on a shorter time frame that you just kind of know that either you were low, too low, or too high on based on how they start. But for the most part, I'm trusting my process, and a month is when you reevaluate. Things change rapidly in baseball, so about a month in, I think, is when you can start to kind of change your tune on some of these guys.
And I'll throw out, like, we don't need to do a breakdown of Kyron. We did that with Steve, but you know, like, why was Kyron not on anybody's radar? It's like, well, because he was awful. He
wasn't
even
good in the minors last year.
Yeah, he made this huge change, but also there was no positional opening that we saw. They signed Tim Anderson. They signed Yoan Moncada. Christian Moore was going to make the roster. Ringifo. There wasn't really like a big sign of like he was going to have an opportunity. So I don't think that's why anyone was there. And we hadn't physically seen the changes of this swing and everything like that. So yeah, everybody just kind of missed on that. That's hopefully why you get in on it early. But yeah, anybody that's taking a big victory lap, I don't know, man. Victory lap the pickup. If you saw it, we all missed it. Good for you if you did see it. Final question. David F. got the number one waiver in my dynasty league. Is it better to grab Kurtz when he's called up, or would you wait for Cags or Bazana to get the call later? I have a log jam at first base, Olsen, Walker, and Soderstrom, but don't want to miss on Kurtz if he is a must add. So Nick Kurtz, I have higher than Cags. I have Bazana higher in my dynasty and my prospect.
But can you trust those guys to come up?
Yeah. Well, who?
Bazana. Is he definitely coming up?
Yeah, that was what I was going to say. Is Bazana in AA right now? It's really a question of what he'll do this year. I think Nick Kurtz is a monster. I talked about it on Prospect One, but I mean, barrel rates, he's got like a 106 50th percentile EV right now. He makes great contact. He's not striking out. I've seen him a bunch and love everything about him. I think he's a future 35 home run hitter in the major league. So regardless of all those other first basemen, I would pick up and use that waiver claim, save it for Nick Kurtz. I would use it on him and then trade those other guys. So
yeah, same.
That's what I would do. There you go. Short little look at the ITL mailbag that none of you took a part in. Very, very disappointing.
Come on. Don't let Welsh threaten you.
Yeah.
Don't let him do it. But get the questions in, everybody. Let's go.
On next week in this league at gmail.com if there aren't. So make sure you send in the questions or the voicemails. All right. So voicemails. That's literally how many there were.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Hey, in this league.
Look at us. Look at us. Huh? Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me. Not
me. Who would have thought?
Not me. Not me.
Look at us.
Look at us.
Who would have thought?
Not me.
Not whatsoever. And then I've got here, I'm going to post this to you so you can take a look at this, the CBS two-start pitcher chart for next week. And you got a bunch of high-owned guys, so let's do some yay or nays on a little bit lower. God, Dustin May is not lower, but he's got – let's just do Dustin May real quick. Actually, I want to do these two right here. Yusei Kikuchi just got them things jiggled, especially in the first inning by Caballero. He's got the Rangers and then the Giants, 92% owned on CBS, only 67% start percentage, though. Yay or nay?
I'll say yay. I think he was a victim of that terrible ballpark in Tampa Bay. So I'll say yes here, but this is last straw stuff, even early in the season.
I don't love it. It's in Texas and then it's in LA versus the Giants. So I'm kind of a no. Dustin May, it's still high ownership. But,
in LA? Oh, yeah, in LA.
Yeah, duh. Angel. Oh, well, yeah, whatever. Yeah. Anaheim, sorry. Dustin May's got Colorado in LA and then at Texas again, going up against Patrick Corbin. I'm good there, even though there's Texas. Same. Okay. Clay Holmes is kind of a high ownership, but he was a little dicey. You've got the Twins and the Cardinals, but they got Pablo Lopez on there, which is not happening. So I don't know who that Twins one will be. I actually don't hate this for Clay Holmes.
I guess I'm fine with it. But yeah, he's been a little shaky as well.
Here's a good one. Tanner Houck. Tanner Houck has got Tampa Bay and Chicago if he happens to be available in some smaller leagues. I really like that.
Yeah, that's fine. I really don't like him pitching at Tampa, though. That ballpark sucks. So not my favorite, but I definitely want him for that start against the White Sox.
Merle, under 45% start, has got Miami, but then Chicago with the Cubs.
Cubs have scored more runs than anybody. They've also played a couple more games, but I think I'm okay. You know, he looked real bad against the Yankees, but he bounced back in his last start and looked much better. I definitely want him against the Marlins. And then if you're in daily and you don't want to throw him out against the Cubs, I'm okay with that. But I think even in weekly, I'm willing to take the risk.
If you need to. I think I would rather Jeffrey Springs, who's got the White Sox, and then the Brewers, even though those are two road games, get it out of that stupid minor league ballpark. I like Jeffrey Springs, who is less owned than Merrill Kelly. I would go that side over Merrill. You're still Merrill over Springs?
No, I think I'd go Springs as well.
All right. Looking down to see if there's any others. Dude, Taiwan Walker was pretty impressive. I thought he was gonna get blown up, and the Phillies have got Giants and Miami. There might be a two start in him. Jake Irvin. Here's the scary part. There's a Colorado in Colorado start, but it's Pittsburgh and Colorado. I think Jake Irvin is a decent, I think the two deep plays here are Taiwan Walker and Jake Irvin if you're looking for deep two-start pitchers for next week.
Yeah, I agree. There's nobody else on this list I really feel comfortable with at all.
No. Littell just got blown up and has got Boston and the Yankees? No, thanks.
Yeah. Instead of Littell just gave up eight, he's got the Dodgers on the road. Yeah, it's a bad list. So I guess I'm with you just in, you know, because Walker did look good. And then who's the other one? Jake Irvin has. Yeah, the Pirates aren't scoring many runs, neither are the Rockies. So
yeah, I like Jake Irvin. That's probably my favorite. Friendos, you know where you can find us. I'm doing my second stream. They're kind of floating right now until we find some rhythm and we get people and doing all that. So they're going to float. But I'm going to do a Friday live stream, twitch.tv/inthisleague. I usually hang for an hour or two, break down players, answer question. If games are on, we're going to live do that, raffle stuff. It's just fun. Hopefully you guys want to check it out. The Friday one will be twitch.tv/inthisleague. Or if you're on Patreon, I will do a private Patreon message out there. And then next week, I will be back, should be doing the stream. It'll be, I shouldn't say Monday, it's not a guarantee, but Monday or Tuesday. That one is the public YouTube and the Twitch. As always, you can check that out. ITL episodes two next week, and then Monday through Friday, livesies next week. A little bit different too, on Fantasy Pros, 12 p.m. Eastern on twitch.tv/fantasypros, because Joey is out. He's actually coming out here. So I'm going to be doing some
You're going to see him and Donnie?
I'm going to see them on Thursday. We might be doing a live show together on Thursday, and then we might be doing this home running thing, but I don't know. So it's Pisa Pia and me on Monday, and then it's a Rico for some of the week. So just tune in, make sure you're locked in. We'll have some of me and a Rico breaking these down. I'll be playing some hosting duties, but that's the lay of the land. I got some streams. We got the Fantasy Pro side. We have got ITL side guest into next week and break it down all the stuff and get those stupid ass voicemails in or cutting it, getting it done.
Get it done.
Shorter. So there you go.
Get a job, Grouch.
Get a job, Grouch. All right, you guys have a fantastic week and hope to see you on all the stuff and things. Follow us on Twitter at Is It The Welsh, at Bogman Sports. Until next time, we love you and have a great one.
So yeah, send in those emails.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.